This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
What was it that Yosef did to earn this title, Tzadik Yisoid? And Pashtis, it was his precious. It was his ability to be Moisa Nefesh for Yoni Kedusha, withstanding Aishas Paitifer and all the other Arayas and degradation of Mitzrayim. I believe, Rabbi Isai, that there is more that lays in Yosef's life that earns him this title Tzaddik. We need to go deeper. We need to dig deeper to find out how is it that Yosef is able to be Tzaddik, to be this Pirish, how he was able to withstand and remain a Kaddish in Mitzrayim. What is the underlying Keiches and Midas that give him the ability to withstand and to be this Kaddish? In viewing Yosef, one is really confronted by his strength of not falling into Yiyush and not falling into an Atzvus. Another of Volchen Gitzbrachen, he would have been broken. Another person would have been lost. Another person would be Mamish Amiyuyish, and he wouldn't be able to withstand any Nisoyan, let alone the Nisoyan of Eishes Paitifera. Chidah tells us, this is a Chidah in Avedis HaKadosh, Tziperin Shomer Simin Zayin Eiskov Chavches, that the number one thing that brings about Tumas HaBris, Pagam in Inyani Kedusha, is Atzvus, depression. When a person is depressed, he finds outlet in Inyani Tuma, in Inyani Arayas. So the number one underlying thing to work on and to be strong in order to be able to be a Moisa Nefesh against all the Nisyanis of Inyani Kedusha is Simcha. And the opposite, if a person has Atzvus, he'll fall into a Yiyush, which leads to all the degradation. Stipler, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Levracha, writes about this in great length, that Simcha gives a person the ability to remain pure in Yonei Kedusha, while Atzvus is the number one catalyst that leads to all these type of Averis. So we need to learn Yosef, yes, the Tzaddik in Yoni Kedusha Precious to withstand the Arayas of Mitzrayim. But what is the Koyach, the underlying Midah that gives him the Tzidkis, is that he never fell in his resolve, in his Bitochen, in his Simcha. He never lost himself. He was never Be'atzvus. And where does this come from? This comes from his great emunah and bitachon, the Rabbeinu Shloim. When one has emunah and bitachon, he doesn't fall into an atzvus of yiyush. Chazal tell us, Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach B'Hashem Zeh Yosef. Yosef was the great master of bitachon. Yosef excelled in bitachon. The raya is from his life. Another person without bitachon, if he didn't have bitachon, he wouldn't survive all his yisurim. He wouldn't survive all his nisyanis. The fact he was able to withstand, that's because he had emunah. And when he had emunah, memele he wasn't atzev, and he wasn't misyayish. He was able to be strong. And he was able to not fall in to the most degrading of Averis that were around him.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.